President Granger himself, you know, is David Granger is you know, a person of very high integrity and known to be honest. Guyana ranks 37 on a scale of 100 for corruption under Transparency International's rankings. So the, you know, the an honest government that has been slow to make decisions. And it's also been an inclusive government. Guyana has sort of an Afro-Guyanese and an Indo-Guyanese, you know, population. The Indo-Guyanese ran the government for many, many years. There are accusations of corruption, but they also weren't very inclusive. This government has been very inclusive, but also slow to make decisions. So the way you prevent corruption, you know, in these kinds of countries is through institutions. Mexico's reform recently is an example of how you do it. You have disclosure of contracts. You have disclosure of revenues. You publish where the money goes. You have you decide in advance what's going to go into a savings fund and what's going to go into the budget. You do things like join the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, which Guyana has done, and you have public accountability. So that's those are the that's the skeleton of what you do. But then you have to populate all of those institutions with people, and you have to have a free press that will hold them to account, and you have to have informed and empowered citizens. So again, with Guyana, they've got the framework on paper of a system that would provide accountability, but they haven't implemented it yet.